Listen to him now, verse 7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope's in thee. He's turned now to God. And friends, you don't turn to him, you're not going to find the meaning to life. I'll tell you that. Listen to him, verse 8. Now deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I want to be a good example, David says. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. He said, I didn't want to express my thoughts to the crowd. They're rather pessimistic, are they not? He says, remove thy stroke away from me. I'm consumed by the blow of thine hand. And he was feeling the discipline of God in his life. And it was for a purpose. Oh, my friend, today to get a proper perspective of life, the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returning. Was not spoken of the soul. Man today is going on a long journey. Eternity's out yonder. What glorious anticipation there should be. Now he closes verse 12. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I'm a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Just a pilgrim and stranger down here. My, we like to get in our little corner down here and fix it up and think it's going to be permanent. And we get our little blanket and we get our little false security down here. May I say to you, the best we are, we're a pilgrim and a stranger down here. And that's the way we ought to live this life, friend. Just a pilgrim and a stranger down in this world. And we're journeying. We seek a city whose builder and maker is God. Oh, to have a hope. And the psalmist says, my hope is in thee. And now listen to him here. Oh, spare me that I may recover strength before I depart and am no more. He says, enable me in my life down here to so live that I'm going to cause men and women to think of eternity. And that I'll not cause a generation to become hippies, and I'll not turn men off from God, but I'll draw them to God. We hear a great deal today about personal witnessing, but what about our lives? Are people turning to God because of the way we are living, or are they turning away from God? And I'm confident they're doing one or the other. Maybe we better move on. This is a tremendous psalm, is it not?